Now notice, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now the peace of God which passeth all understanding, what kind of peace is that? Well, the Bible mentions several different kinds. There's world peace that the world is after right now. We've spent billions of dollars to try to get it, and the world will never have it till the Prince of Peace comes. He's the only one that can bring peace to this earth. Then there is the peace that Paul talked about in the 5th of Romans when he said, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Now that's the peace that comes of a soul with a guilt complex, that things are right between you and God, and your sins have been forgiven. An outstanding professor of psychology here in Southern California, who's a wonderful Christian, told me this. He says, the only way you can get rid of a guilt complex is at the cross of Christ. He says, that's where they're taken away. And that's the peace you can know, that your sins have been forgiven. And then there is that peace that's known as tranquility. The Lord Jesus says, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Now, it's the peace that he talked about when he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll rest you. That's the rest of redemption. Then he said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, and you shall find rest in your souls. Now, that's the rest of being in the will of God, being totally committed to God. That's a third kind of peace. Now, what kind of peace is this, then, that we have here? Well, he calls it the peace of God which passeth all understanding. So I understand those other three kinds of peace. And this is a kind of peace I don't understand. If I could tell you what it is, it wouldn't be this kind of peace because it passeth all understanding. I think this is a peace that sweeps over your soul at times. I think it's an experience that maybe you looked at a sunset. Maybe you got a view. I stood on the big island of Hawaii and I looked out at a sunset. That great Mauna Kea, that mountain there that has snow on top of it out there in the tropics. And I looked at the majesty of that sunset and that mountain. And, you know, what a peace. I can't tell you what it was. It passeth understanding. And the peace that came when my Heavenly Father let me have cancer. And I went to the hospital. And I was frightened to death. And then that night, I committed it all to Him. And I told Him I wanted reality. And He made it real. That's a peace that came that passeth all understanding. I don't know how to tell you what it is, but it's quite real, friends. Now, will you notice it's a peace that passeth all understanding? It'll keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Will you notice something here that's important? There are those today that say prayer changes things. I had a motto. I don't have it now in my study. I have no objection to it. I think it's a good one. Prayer changes things. Well, does prayer change things? I think so. But that's not the primary purpose of prayer. Notice here, we entered this passage in worry. We come out in peace. What's been changed? Have things been changed? No, nothing's been changed. Storm is still raging. Waves are still rolling high. The thunder is still resounding. And the storm has not abated. But something has happened to the individual. We enter with worry. We come out in peace. What's really happened? I'll tell you what's happened. Something's happened to the human soul, to the human mind. Prayer, my friend, does not primarily change things. It changes us. It changes us. The individual was changed here. That is the secret of power today, prayer.